Welcome back to Trade Show University. I'm excited to talk to you today about step number 3, build your budget. It's important to be disciplined in our trade show spending because trade show costs can start to spiral out of control very, very quickly, and I don't want that to happen to you. You know, I'll kind of share with you how most exhibitors that I see do their trade show budgeting. It kind of starts like this. They go to, let's say, buy a trade show booth, and they go, well, how much does a trade show booth cost? Oh, it's $1,000. Okay, that's what it's going to have to cost. How much is it going to cost to ship? It's $400. Okay, that's how much it's going to have to cost. You know, it's all reactive to what things cost. And you don't have to do that, okay? There are ways to be cost-effective in how you spend your money, and you may sacrifice in one area to enhance another. And it's all about, you know, the goals that you set out and the potential that you have for an event. So I don't want you to just spend freestyle. That's not how we do it. We're going to build a budget, and we're going to be disciplined in that approach. So the first step in building your budget is to look back in step number 2. Last time we talked about determining the value of a show, and we said if we do this show exactly the way that we need to, and we have maximum success with it, what would it be worth to us? And we want to take that number and use that to form our budget. So we're going to begin there, and then we kind of want to just list out the items, the areas where we're going to have to spend. And so just wanted to kind of maybe go through some of those so you had an idea of the things that you needed to account for. Some of the biggest ones are your booth space, the cost to purchase a booth space. That's non-negotiable. So whatever it costs at a particular show, that's what you're going to have to pay. One way that you could save money there is some shows, associations, if you are a member of their association, you might pay less. If you advertise, perhaps they have like a trade publication. If you advertise in the trade publication, you could spend less. But pretty much that's going to be a fixed cost, and there's not a lot that you can do with that. Next big expense is display costs. And this is one where you really have to think about what are your goals, what are your objectives, and spend to meet those objectives. Because, you know, I'll talk to some exhibitors and they go, well, we don't want to look like we're cheap, we don't want to skimp, and of course you don't. You want to have a booth that looks great and fantastic, but there's a huge range in booth styles and designs, and they can all look professional, but you can spend a lot less with some than others. So think about that really in depth about what you want to accomplish with your booth. And that really kind of leads us into some other related costs that people don't think about. Some booths are heavier than others, so it may cost more to ship. You may have to store that booth, and that may be an added expense. So you've got to think about long term about the operational costs of owning a booth. And you want to, if you do more than one show, spread that across the various shows that you exhibit at. You need to think about your show-related fees. We talked about that in starting early. Renting electrical, booth cleaning, the cost to move your booth, this is called material handling or drayage, to move your exhibition materials from the dock to your booth space. Believe it or not, a lot of times it'll cost more than shipping. So we want to think about the show-related fees. We want to think about the marketing expenses, pre and post show, printing postcards, postage for those postcards, the giveaways, brochures that you want to give away. Do you want to sponsor an event at the show? Do you want to host a hospitality suite or maybe have a breakfast for some of your best customers? We want to think about all those marketing-related things. Travel. Okay, this is a big one and an area where you can save a lot of money. People don't think about it, but if you think about hotel, a lot of shows nowadays are in Las Vegas. Hotel costs in Las Vegas had been very low in the recession the last few years. They're going up quickly right now. So if you're renting a couple rooms, those can be $300 a night in some of the rooms that are closest to the exhibition hall. You could think about having some of your staff maybe stay a little farther from the exhibition hall. You can get some deals in a place like Vegas, but in other cities. You can enroll on some of the hotel's discount email lists. to be notified when specials come, because I know it seems like an afterthought, but you will end up spending a lot on hotel rooms. Same goes for airfare. If we start early, like we talked about in step one, you can sign up for airfare discount email lists. They'll alert you to specials on airfare. I mean, you can really realize some huge savings here. So those are kind of some of the big ones. You think about booth space, your booth exhibit and related fees, shipping, show fees, marketing costs, and travel costs. And where I really want you to look to be disciplined is on your traveling costs, your marketing costs, and your booth costs. You can be creative here, and you can align your spending in those areas to accomplish your goal to create the best return on investment. And that's what this is all about, being disciplined. Don't be reactive. Be proactive, get ahead of the game on your spending, and it's going to make a huge difference. If you think about the typical trade show could cost $15,000. If you can cut, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 off that expense, it could make a huge difference on whether your show is successful or really a money burner, okay? So I thank you for paying attention to this material. Put it into action. Start now, whether your show's coming up right away. Let's be disciplined in our spending, and let's have a great trade show. Thanks a lot.